Okay, it's recording?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So this past Shabbos was Parshas Ekev. The pasuk says, "Va'ato Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Va'ato Yisrael." And now Yisrael, Hashem Elokecha, Shalom Hayimach. What does Hashem your God ask of you? Kiyem liyiras Hashem Elokecha, only to fear Hashem your God. V'alechas b'chol derachav, to walk in all of His ways. U'liyahavo Yisoy, and to love Him. V'alavoid is Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, and to serve Hashem your God with all of your heart and all of your soul. That's all Hashem asks of us. To fear Him, to fear Hashem your God, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him, to serve Hashem your God with all your heart and all your soul. So the Gemara, says, the Gemara asks, "Otu yira milsa zitrasi." The Gemara asks, Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be saying to Bnei Yisrael that, what is Hashem already asking of you? All He's asking of you is to fear Him. Now we all know that the fear of Hashem is no small task. It's something that requires a lot of work. So the Gemara asks: Is the fear of Hashem a small matter that Moshe Rabbeinu was downplaying it? So the Gemara answers, yes, legame Moshe milsa zutrasihi. For Moshe, it is a small matter. For Moshe, Yira was a small matter. Fear of Hashem is a small matter to Moshe. And everyone asked the question, what's the answer of the Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu isn't talking to himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Bnei Yisrael. He's not only talking to Bnei Yisrael of his generation, the Torah is eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Bnei Yisrael of all generations. He's speaking to each and every one of us. And he's saying to us, all Hashem asks of you is to fear Him. So, and the truth is, Yira is a daunting task. It's a lifelong mission. So the Gemara's question is a well-founded question. Is Yira a small matter? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu downplaying it? So what kind of answer is for Moshe something small? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Bnei Yisrael of all generations, and for us, it isn't a small matter. There's a very interesting medrash in the medrash on Tehillim. On the capital of the Dovid Hashem Oiri that we're going to begin saying, Emir Hashem, beginning Rosh Chodesh El. So, Dovid HaMelech says, Achaz Shoalti Meis Hashem. I ask of Hashem one thing. Oysa Avakesh, that is my request. What is it? Shivti Veveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayoi. I want to sit in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Lachzois benoyam Hashem, to gaze in the sweetness of Hashem, ulevaker beheichola, and to visit His chamber. That's what David HaMelech says. Says the Medrash. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, Betchila ato emer achas shoalti. You start out saying that you're going to ask for one thing. Shivti beveis Hashem. And you say you're going to ask to sit in the house of Hashem. And then you have a whole list of things that you ask for. You want to gaze in the sweetness of Hashem and to visit His chamber. So why do you say that you're going to ask for one thing when you're going to ask when you intend to ask for a whole bunch of things? So David HaMelech responds to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Lo yehi ha'eved shava l'rabbi? Shouldn't the servant be equal to his master? V'tchilo lo'ibosa alai ba'achas? You also started out asking for one thing. Shenemar, as it says, va'ato Yisrael, as it says in the pasuk we just mentioned, va'ato Yisrael, now Yisrael, mo Hashem alekecha shoyim l'yimach, what is Hashem asking of you? Kim l'yiros Hashem alekecha, only to fear Hashem your God. But you didn't stop there. And then you started listing a whole bunch of mitzvahs. Shenemar, as the pasuk continues, Olechas b'chol derachav, to walk in all of his ways, u'la'ahavo Yisrael, to love him. So, I learned from you. You also said you're going to ask for one thing, and you gave us a whole list of things that you asked for. So, I also said I'm going to ask for one thing, and I also listed a whole bunch of different things I'm going to ask for. Needless to say, this medrash is a pella. I mean, why does David HaMelech say he's going to ask for one thing if he intends to ask for a whole bunch of them? And if Hashem also meant to ask for one thing only to fear Hashem, so then how does Hashem list a whole bunch of different things afterwards? To walk in all of his ways and to love him, to serve him with all your heart and all of your soul. So I believe you can understand this based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk said, David HaMelech says, Ma avti serosecha. Rebbeinu Shlalom, how I love your Torah. Kol hayom hisichasi. The entire day, I talk about it the entire day. So it's a difficult pasuk because for two reasons. Number one, if David HaMelech is learning Torah the entire day, so then he's not talking about it the entire day. He's learning the entire day. Ma, he should have said, Ma, havti sorosecha, how I love your Torah. Kol hayom ani loymed, the entire day I learn. That's not what he says. He says, Kol hayom hisichasi, the entire day I'm talking about it. That's number one. Number two, David HaMelech definitely wasn't sitting and learning all day. David HaMelech was a king. He had a whole nation to tend to. You see, the Gemara says, well, the whole Gemara Masechtas Brachos, where from the moment David HaMelech woke up in the morning, he was busy with government affairs. He was busy fighting battles and tending to the different needs of Klal Yisrael. So how can David HaMelech say, Kol hayom hisichasi, I talk about it the entire day? He wasn't learning the entire day. And I believe the answer is that we all know that there's the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that the second question we're going to be asked when we come to the heavenly court after 120 is going to be Kavata Yitim LaTorah. Did you set aside time to learn Torah? Did you set aside time to study Torah? So each and every person needs to set aside time daily to learn Torah. Now, for each and every person, according to their schedule, their ability to do so varies. Some people can set aside 5 hours a day. Some people can set aside 15 minutes a day. So on and so forth, and everything in between, and whatever a person's ability is. And whatever that time is, it needs to be kvius. Kavata itam latoina means a person establishes a set amount of time to learn daily. But that itself isn't sufficient. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants of us is that part of our day, even if it's a minority of the day, but that part of the day should be the part of the day that we look forward to most. we need to find something, we need to learn something during that time that is that our mind is going to keep on going back to it throughout the day. That it's going to be kol hayom hisichasi. It's going to be the entire day we're going to want to talk about it. Whenever I meet another yid, I'm going to say, you know what I learned this morning? Or perhaps, are you learning the same daf that I'm learning? Did you have this difficulty that I have? What do you think? Did you have an answer for this question? You know what I have? Or I learned a certain halacha this morning. Have you ever heard this halacha? There's the whatever we decide that we're going to learn, we need to find, it needs to be something that our mind is going to be preoccupied with it throughout the day. It's going to be something that we look forward to and something we look back to. So that part of our day is the main part of our day. So what happens is that we, despite the fact that it might be a small fraction of our day, nevertheless, it encompasses us. It becomes our life. And as a result, all of the other things that the Rabbeinu Shlom wants of us, to fear Him, to love Him, to walk in His ways, that all comes automatically. Since we're connected to Torah, all the rest comes automatically. That's what David HaMelech says. Ma'a hafti soro secha. How I love your Torah. I'm not learning all day. I have a small fraction of the day that I'm able to learn. But kol yomi sichasi. I talk about it the entire day. I'm preoccupied with it the entire day. I'm thinking about it. I'm talking to others about it. Kol yomi sichasi. The entire day. That's what I'm talking about. And that, I believe, is the ma ahavti sarasecha, is what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to over here. Va'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, ma Hashem alekech Hashem ayamach. The Rabbeinu Shlom wants of you the ma. Which ma does he want from you? He wants from you the ma ahavti sarasecha. He wants you to have that love of Torah. That kol hayom hisichasi, that you should be talking about it the entire day. And as a result, you'll have kiyum liyiras Hashem alekecha, you'll be able to fear Hashem, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him, to serve Him with all of your heart and all of your soul. All of that will follow. As long as you have the ma. The ma ahavti serosecha. That how I love your Torah. How I love your Torah, I talk about it the entire day. Now we know that Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Torah. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. The Torah is called the Torah of Moshe. So when the Gemara asks, is Yira, is the fear of Hashem a small matter? The Gemara answers, and yes, the Gabi Moshe, Milsa Zutrasi. If someone has been able to acquire for himself this midah, this attribute of Moshe, that a person has established for himself the love of Torah, even if it's only a fraction of his day, nevertheless, Yira becomes a small matter then. The fear of Hashem, the love of Hashem, walking in His ways, serving Hashem with all one's heart and all one's mind, all one's soul, all of that becomes a small matter because the person is connected to Torah. And this, I believe, is what the Medrash is saying. David HaMelech says to Hashem, there's one thing I ask of you, and that is, Shivti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayoi. I want to be able to sit in the house of Hashem the entire day, every day of my life. What do you mean, David? You're a king. You have to deal with government affairs. You have to tend to Klal Yisrael. No, that's not what I mean. David HaMelech doesn't mean to actually physically sit in the house of Hashem. That's not what he means. He means that the little bit of time that he'll be able to sit in the house of Hashem, that should be his main day. And that's something he should be talking about his entire day. That's what Shifti Bebeis Hashem Kolei Mechaya means. And what automatically follows is Lachzos Banayim Hashem Ulevakeh Becholai, to gaze in the sweetness of Hashem and to visit His chamber. That all follows. That's all automatic. Once a person has developed the Shifti Bebeis Hashem Kolei Mechaya, once a person has developed that love of Torah, then no matter where he goes, he's in the house of Hashem, because that's where his mind is. So when the Rebbeinu Shlom says to David, well, you said you're going to ask for one thing, and you listed a whole bunch of things, David HaMelech said, I learned from you. You also said, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meyimach. You said that as long as the person has the Ma Ahavti Seir Asecha, everything else follows. So really, all I am is requesting one thing. I'm asking to have that Ma Ahavti Seir Asecha. I'm asking that I should have that love for Torah, that I should be able to have that the love for Torah that will cause me to be preoccupied with it the entire day, that I should talk about it the entire day, that my mind should be thinking about it all day, so that everything else that I'm supposed to be doing should follow. I should have the fear of Hashem, the love of Hashem, to walk in all of His ways, to serve Him with all my heart and all my soul. So, we just had the Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which the Gemara says is the day for all of us to increase our Torah learning. We have Chodesh Elul approaching, which is the time that each and every one of us needs to make a resolution to set aside time for Torah, to learn Torah. We need to find an area of Torah that interests us, something that's going to preoccupy our mind, something that we're going to be proud to mention to other people that we're learning, something that we're going to be able to involve others in conversation. That this is, we should be able to build our day around whatever amount of time that is, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, 5 hours, whatever it is. It should be something that should be kol hayom hisichasi. We should be able to talk about it the entire day. From Tu B'Av and on, we're supposed to wish each other aksiva v'chasima toive. So in the merit of finding that ma ahavti seir asecha, may the Rebbeinu Shlom inscribe us all for this upcoming year in the book of life, of health and prosperity, and everything we wish for ourselves, and we be zoche that this year should be the year, even before Rosh Hashanah, the year of Geula, the time of Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'mehera b'yameinu, Amen. Koyach. Thank you for joining.
Our pleasure.
Rabshi, it's good to see you. Lenny, good to see you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Loeb. Thank you for joining us. I see Adam Elkins. Thank you for joining.
Of course, thank you.
Zag isn't everyone. Hi, Ali.
How's it going?
Baruch Hashem, wonderful. How are you?
Baruch Hashem.
Gewaldig. Baruch Hashem. I don't know how to stop this thing.